pizza's like a pale imitation.
I can't stand
Allie's
CC's
like,
pizza.
Let's go to CC's pizza. Like, fuck CC's pizza, man.
Yeah.
Back in my day, Gaddy Town, it was like the size of a fucking Walmart. Like, filled with fucking ski ball and all you could eat shitty pizza. Like, that pizza was shit.
Oh, do they have arcade games at CC's Pizza or something?
They have like a little alcove of arcade games at the one in Florence.
I've never been there. I just hear pizza buffet and go like, that sounds awful.
Oh, no, pizza buffet is delicious.
Is it?
I'm not a fan of pizza, so I guess that doesn't have
to be. Well,
if you're going, hiking with us, we're going to hit Sir Pizza, which is in Winchester, Kentucky.
Sir
which
Pizza.
Is maybe... Oh, Sir. So we accidentally went there the first time we went hiking because it's on the way, and I thought it was funny because I grew up in the area, so I knew how bad it was. We're like, all right, they're like, well, let's go there. They actually scoop out chopped ham with ice cream scoop and put it on top of the pizza. There's like a 3-inch layer of diced ham that's been ice cream scooped onto a pizza. It just tastes like salt. It was so salty that we left it in the car in the middle of July, hiked for 3 days, came back, and it was still fine. We ate it.
It was still fine.
But I hope you're ready for Sir Pizza, Danny.
When are you guys going hiking?
Memorial Day.
Nice.
It's Are you gonna go with us?
I guess I have to buy a tent and stuff.
Yeah,
I guess
have to buy a tent and some boots and a pack. It's 20 to 30 miles depending on how we do it.
That sounds miserable.
I mean, if you don't like the outdoors,
yeah.
I mean, it's not like hike. It's not like camp, like at a campground. It's hike through and like.
I got
the
general picture from some of your stories.
Yeah,
we're going to Lake Cumberland that weekend.
Party on the rig. Nice. Charlie going? It's just you and the missus.
No, me, Charlie, and Lauren's family has a house down there, so they go down there a couple times a year, run a big giant pontoon boat and everything.
How did Fiona recover from unicorn gate?
Unicorn getting, yeah.
That was horrible.
Yeah, no, she's fine.
There's nothing
nice today.
There's nothing more sad than watching a small child cry as a balloon floats off into the air. Look at this giant, we got our giant unicorn head balloon. And she was just like, so it like floated off. It's like represented the futility of life.
Allie like tied it to her wrist because they knew it was going to float away.
Yeah, who the fuck was that other girl?
And
other girl
this
like,
big kid, Eva, came along and like untied it.
Yeah, dude, who the fuck
she,
is that girl, man?
She
that girl's a troublemaker.
She is.
Is she like your cousin or something?
No, she's a friend of the family. She's got a troubled past. We'll just leave it at that.
Yeah.
She have a problem with throwing balloons up in the air? Is that a trouble?
One of many troubles.
I believe
she was. She had Charlie doing some janky shit. And I'm like, oh man, she's a ringleader.
yeah. She'll come over and just like tear up the house, like
yeah,
get the kids doing crazy shit.
And then James and Allie unknowingly tapped into Charlie's balloon complex. So they handed her a balloon, and when you do that to my kids, she just connects to it, imprints on it. And I was like, this is not your balloon. This is the party's balloon. And it was quite a debate for a while.
Yeah. It went on for like 10 minutes.
She
like,
never
my balloon.
She
no,
never pulls
balloon.
The mind thing with any toys or anything whatsoever. It's always balloons.
Never let go.
Never let go. We were on vacation in Florida like 3 years ago. We get a cheap free balloon from a gas station when we're on the way back to our resort. And as we're getting out of the car, she lets go of it and floats away. And then the next 3 days of vacation was her... just in a depressive funk that would not be lifted by anything on vacation, like the beach or anything.
That balloon was my father.
Jesus. To this day, she tells the story.
Get that girl another balloon.
Mm-hmm. She's like, fuck it, you don't get a balloon ever.
What about balloons just filled up with regular air that don't float? Does she still like those?
Not necessarily, no. Because they'll
those would be the safer balloons to give her, I think, if it's that traumatic an experience for her.
Oh, the party was really fun, though, so it was good.
That inflatable ball that children climb into looked like a death trap, man. I used to see, like, a child suffocating.
Especially if you get, like, four kids in it crammed into it.
Yeah.
And they just start rolling over onto each other.
Like, the second I got there, I didn't know there was a one-kid rule. We had, like, four kids in there, and I was rolling across the grass.
Like, elbows are going into windpipes. And
Fiona sitting on some kid's head.
A couple of bruised ribs, but everyone is fine.
Yeah. Like 80% rubber.
Yeah. I had Charlie in one time and I rolled her and her shoe just flew out of the hole on the side. I was like, oh, there you go.
Yeah. That was crazy. Everybody had fun, though.
So what's everybody been playing? Game Wars.
Well, first, welcome to episode 98 of the Nintendo Dreamcast.
Almost 100.
We're going to get there soon, guys.
I'm now counting episodes. This is actually episode 2.
Episode 2.
Two more till 100.
Oh, yeah. I get it.
Countdown.
Negative 2?
Yeah, negative 2.
Right. Yeah. So, what have you been playing, James?
I've been playing Kingdom Hearts Unchained, which came out for the mobile 2 weeks ago.
What's that like?
It's actually really fun. So, one of the problems that I have with phone games is that there's not much game. It's usually just like, you know, whatever. And this, you get to, I'm showing it to Matt right now. You can't see it on screen, but you have a little dude. You get to run around on the map. It's like turn-based combat. So I'm going to fight some dudes here. You can swipe for an AoE. You get the Kingdom Hearts medals. Like, this is Riku, so I'm going to use him to attack that guy. They do like special attacks depending on, like, you know, there's Cloud. I've got Cloud, Mickey Mouse, all those bros, but each different medal has a different kind of attack and attack type. But I like it a lot. As far like, there's not a lot of substance to phone games. I'm not saying this game has a ton of substance, but as far as phone games go, I would say that it has more substance than others.
Cool. Looks good.
Yeah, I like it. I mean, the graphics are pretty.
Is it just like one big long single player campaign, or is there like PvP?
Yeah, single player campaign, and then there's like challenge boards, like the Coliseum, where you get like a ranking. And then we have started a guild, so there's rankings for like the guilds and stuff.
Are they producing more single player campaign content? Or
yeah, when it started, there's only 200 story missions, and they just added 50 this week, I believe.
Yeah, nice.
But since it's the first month that it's out, the AP, which is action points, all the missions are half AP. So one thing I think that we ran into is we kind of cleared all the single player stuff really quickly because it was half AP to clear it. So.
Right. Yeah.
So I better get on that if I want to get those half AP.
Yeah, it'll be over at the end of April, so you got like 1 week left.
But you can get through like the campaign in like 2 or 3 days if you're doing half AP.
And you're in a clan, you said? The Bear Clan?
Oh, the name of our clan is Little Mermen, and our slogan is Butt Stuff. So when you click on our thing, it'll say Butt Stuff.
Okay.
Bear Clan, so when you join the game, it asks you if you want to be, there's 5 clans in the game. There's like Fox Clan, Bear Clan, Snake Clan,
Unicorn
Clan, and Leopard Clan. And so when you join a party, an adventuring party, a party is like your guild or whatever. And so we have a party named Little Mermen. The only caveat to joining a party is you have to be the same clan. So when you start your game, make sure you pick Bear Clan. Bear Clan is also the worst clan. The past 2 weeks, at the end of the weeks, it gives you rankings based on what you've done in the game. And Bear Clan has become last place 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah, but significant.
Little Mermen is in the top 200 guilds of the Bear Clan.
Okay. Nice. But bear just fits with your whole homoerotic theme.
Yeah, so. Gotta get some bears.
Yeah, gotta go with bears.
Yeah, I don't know where else Bear Clan would be.
And you bought Dark Souls 3, you said, before the cast, but you didn't play it.
So I did not buy it, but somebody gave it to me, which I can't talk about, evidently.
That's always a bad sign.
But I didn't get to play that much because I wanted to play it all today and talk about it because I had my whole day planned. But, you know, days don't always work as planned, man. So maybe next time. Next time we'll talk about Dark Souls 3.
Danny, what'd you play?
I finished up the Wolfenstein game I was playing and sent it back to Gamefly. And the next game
Was it good? Was it worth it?
Not really. It was a quick game, though. It only took me like a week to finish it. It was what it was, sort of. There was one thing at the end that I didn't like. It was you meet like two guys, like this like German guy and his like the little girl he's taking care of. And remember in the first Wolfenstein where like you have to pick which one of the young guy or the old guy gets like murdered basically.
Right.
So there's a point in the game where like you're separated from these two characters and the two characters decide to split up. And it doesn't give you any indication of this, but you're going to save them and there's two paths you can take. And I just, like, walked in through one, like, killed enemies. And then I found the old German guy and saved him. And he's like, oh, thank you. I'm going to do what my wife always wanted me to do, blah, 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 blah. And then I'm like, okay, that was weird. And then I get to see out the window of the room where I found him, the little girl just getting like absolutely massacred by enemies. I mean, like, she's like trying to fight him off and then like pin her behind a wall so you can't see it, and they just like tear her to shreds. And I was like, oh shit.
Yeah.
So that was interesting. At least in the original game, you like got to know that there was a choice and actually make a, didn't say, there wasn't like a little crossroads sign like, go this way if you want to save some old German guy, and go this way if you would like to save the little girl that still has so much life left in her.
Yeah, it's not much of a choice. I think that's probably why they hit it this time, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. But I sent that back to Gamefly, and I had Dark Souls 3 and Quantum Break higher up on my list, but they were both low
availability.
So they sent me the third thing on my list, Batman Arkham Knight. And so I played through that.
Why do you have to bring up that game, Danny? God damn it, I forgot that I actually own that game. Thanks for bringing that fucking game up.
But I played through the whole thing and just finished it tonight, actually.
Dude, how did you enjoy Grand Theft Batman?
There was a lot of stuff to do in the car. I didn't actually mind it too much, just running around in a tank, blowing up sentry drones and stuff like that.
Yeah. I'm glad that you didn't mind it.
Did you use the default controls, or did you set it to the different mode?
I didn't even know there was a different mode. Yeah, I just did the default controls. I thought there's a character called Arkham Knight in the game, mm-hmm. and his like identity is a mystery until the very end. But I found it very obvious. It becomes even more obvious when they start giving you clues to who he is. But since like almost the beginning of the game, I kind of suspect I already knew who he was.
Who was it? I didn't finish it. Is it Jason Todd?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
What?
I never played past the part where you like when you have to rocket jump your car over into like Asylum and play a platformer like on this oil rig with your fucking Batmobile. That's when I turned off the fucking game. But yeah, as soon as I got shoot up, I'm like, oh, that's probably Jason Todd.
Yeah, it was super obvious. I actually didn't know right away. I'm like, that is one of the Robins. I'm just not sure which. And then you see the other two Robins in the game, and I'm like, oh, okay, now I know.
Yeah. Anytime like a mystery person pops up that's like, I know all your secrets, Batman. It's Jason Todd.
like the Red Hood or whatever.
Yeah, the Red Hood.
Because he's always dead and then not dead.
It super annoyed me, too, with the fucking, like, the Joker is in your head.
Yeah.
Oh,
I thought that
God.
Was interesting. It was very psychological.
Yeah.
But to get the full ending, you have to 100% the game. And in a bygone age, I might have done that. I might have found all 250 fucking Joker trophies, just 100% the game. I was like, nope, just went on YouTube and watched the 100% ending.
That makes sense.
What's in the 100% ending?
Well, you really want me to give away the ending?
The game's been out for like a year.
Yeah.
Well, it's his, like Batman's identity is revealed at the end. And he initiates what he calls Protofall Nightfall, where he just walks into his mansion and then it explodes.
What?
Yeah.
What? What makes sense? What kind of ending is that? I guess it's Protocol blow my shit up.
Yeah, it's supposed to be like he committed suicide so that no one would take revenge against his loved ones.
Nobody
to like
oh,
cause
man,
him pain.
Batman, the world's greatest detective, like a genius crime fighter who has kept his identity a secret for years. Dude totally didn't fake his own death.
Yeah.
That would never happen.
There's
literally
like,
just walked in and blew himself up.
There's one more scene after the mansion explosion where it shows like a little boy and his two parents dressed just like Martha and his dad basically walking into an alley and get ambushed by some two-faced thugs. And then there's like a Batman up on the rooftop, and like he like does some freaky like fear thing where like he's like floating in the air with all these bats swirling around him, and then the scene ends.
Sounds horrible.
Yep.
I hate that game even more now. Mm-hmm. Arkham City was really good.
Yeah, I liked all of them, honestly. Even Origins.
I liked Arkham
City. I liked the first one. Couldn't really get into Arkham City.
I didn't really like the first one so much because it was like
Asylum.
It was like closed world.
That's what I liked about it. Yeah.
But I liked Arkham City. I like exploring the city. I would just rather do it as Batman and not as a Grand Theft Auto game.
Yeah. To be perfectly honest, I don't really remember a whole lot about any of the games. Like, they kept referencing old storylines, like Hugo Strange. And I had to, like, look up who Hugo Strange is because I completely forgotten about it. Yeah.
He's on the TV show right now. He's played by the...
Gotham?
He's played by the Asian scientist from Jurassic Park.
You're talking about Gotham?
On Gotham, yeah.
I got, like, 3/4 of the way through the first season, and I can't watch it anymore.
Yeah, Gotham is bad.
When they killed off Fish Mooney, it got really good.
Yeah, it probably would have. I was like, oh my god, would she just die already? Like, the last thing I remember is she was, like, kidnapped in some, like, weird place with a whole bunch of other kidnapped slave people or something like that. Yeah. And she was reasserting her authority in this slave place.
What about you, Ish? Oh, are you done, James? Danny?
Oh, I haven't played it yet, but when James told me he got Dark Souls 3 and also Dark Souls, I was like, is that on Xbox One now? I had no idea that when Dark Souls 3 came out, the pre-order bonus was you can get Dark Souls as well because they just added it to Xbox One backwards compatibility. Mm-hmm. So I went out and bought Dark Souls for $13 at GameStop. And it's installing on my Xbox One right now.
Nice.
How about you, Ish?
I have not played anything since we've last recorded. I don't know how lame that sounds, but it's incredibly lame.
You're off the cast.
It's been a very work-filled 2 weeks that has just been crazy. So,
yeah.
Yep. I can't even play Marvel Puzzle Quest anymore because as soon as I load it up, it crashes ever since I updated my iPhone. I've deleted, reinstalled, and even I can't. It won't even let me log in to like take myself out of commander status so you can boot me. So
Ryan just flashed me.
Nice. Yep, that's how lame I am.
That's what you get for having an iPhone.
Yeah.
Also, I don't think it matters at this point, but the Humble Bundle for like the last 2 weeks has been all of the Telltale games for the most part.
Yeah.
So. Maybe if you're listening to this, you got about 2 hours left to get in on that.
Yeah.
I bought those on the Xbox One when they were half off.
Yeah.
It was like $55 for all of them.
Yeah. Mm. I didn't play a ton of good shit either. I got the Lego movie game.
That's a good one.
For play with my daughter. We've been playing through that.
Yep.
It's the least obnoxious Lego game I've ever played. So... It's pretty good.
What is the most obnoxious Lego game you ever played?
Marvel Super Heroes.
You know the most obnoxious one? No. Most obnoxious is going to be like one. I think it's probably Lego Marvel 3 Clone Wars. Just because.
Oh, yeah, no, you're right. I did play that one, yeah. And that one was terrible.
That one is terrible. The rest are all halfway decent, if not good.
I don't know. I really don't like
Lego. Was that like
Lego
the first
games.
One?
No, the first one was Lego Star Wars, the original trilogy.
Yeah, I remember playing that one.
Then you got Lego Star Wars, which was the new trilogy and the old trilogy together.
Cool.
And then Lego Star Wars 3 Clone Wars was after that.
Ish resident Lego game historian.
Yep. Oh, you can check my gamer score. I have 100%ed a very large amount of Lego games because me, Char, and Charlie would play the shit out of them.
Yeah, so I bought that, and I also bought this game called Rulers of the Realm.
God damn it, man.
it's actually really good. It was only $2, but it's a pinball RPG.
Oh my.
And each ball is like a different character and they have like different stats and abilities that they can do. And like each level is like a different like dungeon or like part of the storyline, or like you'll go through like a keep and there's like, you know, secret passages you got to like find and get through.
One of these days, Matt, you'll buy and play a normal ass game. Like
I played Fallout 4.
Yeah, that was a rare occurrence.
And no, I played Witcher 3, and I also played Dragon Age.
I guess.
I just don't.
So like three games.
I don't like
first person
shooters that much. So yeah. Like I don't play those. And I know I played Wolfenstein: New Order.
That's a good one.
I don't know. I don't have the patience for another Demon Souls, Dark Souls game.
No,
that's the only game that I would want to play that's out now.
More of a bachelor's game.
Yeah, exactly. yeah, so that's what I played. I recommend Rulers of the Realm. It's like $2, probably like 3 or 4 on Xbox. And it's like it's at least like 20 hours worth of enjoyment. Well, no, because I got it on a flash sale.
Oh, okay.
I think it's like $4 normally.
Yep. Nice.
So.
Yep, yep.
Did you guys watch the movie?
I didn't know there was a movie.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Me either.
We talked about doing
Cloud Atlas. Like 3 weeks ago.
Like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, God.
Yeah, like our last cast.
I've seen the movie, though, so.
I haven't.
Yeah. Well, let's not do it then.
Did you do it?
No. I need like a reminder of that.
Fucking 3 hours of Cloud Atlas.
It's really great. We can talk about it. I think it's a fantastic movie.
Hey, you guys can go ahead and talk about it.
Speak of the true.
I actually liked it.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was terrible. I don't think it deserved the horrible reviews it got.
No, I don't either. I think people expected like the original Matrix, like mind blowing, but it was definitely more of a like, I know, intimate tale.
I think people were just disappointed that Tom Hanks wasn't like a super heroic character throughout the whole thing.
I think the weakest point in the movie was the future Tom Hanks scenes. I thought were the worst part.
The post apocalyptic ones,
yeah, with Halle Berry. That's just like I felt that was almost like all the other stories throughout like the different time periods kind of meshed together, and that one seemed like they started out just making a totally different movie and then cut pieces of that into the movie.
Yeah,
I was like,
I mean, that's not what happened. It's based on a book, and that's pretty much from the book.
I mean, I've never like read the book. I'm just saying, as far as like the movie went, maybe they could have done a better. They could have maybe made them meld better. I don't know. It just seemed out. It seemed like it stuck out.
Yeah. I don't feel like any of the storylines went together necessarily. Like they had like related things, but I don't know. I don't want to get into the movie right now unless you all think it's a great idea.
Yeah, that's fair. We don't have to get into it. It's good. Yeah, you guys have to watch it.
I think the listeners might uproar if Danny is the one that gives the synopsis.
It's just not going to watch it.
I'll watch it.
Bullshit, you ain't going to watch it.
I'll watch anything.
Watch Cloud Atlas then.
I will.
All right, when? When you write fucking Adrian Paul goddamn email? Did you write him email-ish?
Nah.
No.
Did you see the Doctor Strange trailer that came out?
Yeah, of course I saw it.
Yeah. What do you think?
Looks good.
Nice.
I mean,
you weren't all up in arms about Tilda Swinton being the ancient one?
I don't give a shit. She's a good actress.
She is. There was like a big group of Asian actors and actresses that were.
Yeah, and then if it was an Asian, people were like, oh my God, Asian stereotype, Asian Chinese wise person, oh my God, stereotype. It's like, I don't know, shut the fuck up. It's going to be a good movie. The only thing that was like, ugh, was Benedict Cumberbatch's American accent might not be the best. I think even though Doctor Strange is like a Manhattanite, I think allowing him to be British in the movies might have been a better call.
Yeah. It was,
because Benedict Cumberbatch has a sweet accent. Just let him go with it. He
could be
better.
A transplant. Like, he could, like, have lived in Manhattan for a long time, but also be from Britain.
Yeah. I would have let him go with it. But, you know, whatever. They decided, you know.
I think it would work better.
Not too. We'll see. Also, like, I think the part in the movie that he's doing the voiceover for in that trailer, he's, like, just shown up, like, in the temple, and he looks like very beleaguered and probably like his voice is scratchy, so I'm guessing maybe he like is thirsty or something. Like, get him fucking drink.
They got all kinds of eternal springs around them Asian places.
Well, he probably just finished the season of Sherlock before he went over to shoot that. So
yeah,
his voice is probably shot.
If there was a Doctor Strange Sherlock crossover, I wouldn't watch it in a heartbeat.
How would that even work? Like, Sherlock is also Doctor Strange?
No, Doctor Strange can, like, travel through dimensions and astral project. Or he just, like, I'm going to use the Wand of Watoom to go back to Victorian, you know, England because Baron Mordo has jumped through time. And then he gets back to England and he's like, oh my God, Baron Mordo is working with Moriarty. You know, I wonder who, if anybody, oh shit, Sherlock Holmes, I need your help. And then they hunt them down. It'd be the best movie ever made.
But they're both Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah. Oh, you've never
seen Sherlock Holmes is Robert Downey Jr.
Not a good one.
Yeah, like Lindsay Lohan Parent Trap style.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could work. That would definitely work.
It's still not a good movie.
I'm down for that movie.
Have you guys ever seen the Parks and Rec where the one guy filibusters and he filibusters by telling his idea of how they can merge the Marvel and Star Wars universes.
Patton Oswalt.
Patton Oswalt.
Did you hear this? Patton Oswalt's wife died?
Yeah, that's insane, dude.
Same day as Prince, so like nobody heard about it.
Yeah. I don't even want to talk about the Prince thing and David Bowie. It's just been like, if somebody was like, oh, by the way, Nick Cave died, I would just say that suicide.
What was the name?
Nick Cave.
Oh.
My holy like trinity is like Prince, David Bowie, Nick Cave. And then Jarvis Cocker and Jarvis Cocker is like in the middle there showing his penis to people.
Yeah. I'm more upset about Merle Haggard. I can name you like five Prince songs, maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
That's fair.
Never been a huge Prince fan.
I
Bowie sucked though.
Oh god.
No, no, he didn't suck. His death sucked.
Oh, okay.
No, I love David Bowie. I'm saying.
Actually glad that I actually got to see Prince and I got to see Bowie. So I feel like there's a lot of people my age that probably missed both of them.
I never saw Bowie.
Yeah. Did you see Prince?
No.
No. I just see him when he was in Nashville, like 2005. I was one of the few white people there.
That's awesome.
Nice. Really? Yeah. There weren't a lot of white people at a Prince show?
Yeah, actually. You'd be surprised. I mean, maybe it's because of the South. I don't know. Like, I don't think Tennessee like brings out a lot of...
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah. The crackers aren't really into Prince.
Yeah. Because I think there's a big misconception against in rednecks that Prince is gay. Like,
he was kind of like fluid sexually.
Yeah, yeah. So I think like to rednecks, that is quote unquote faggot music.
Yeah.
So I don't think they realize that Prince probably slept with more women than they ever seen in their entire life.
Right.
I mean, did some dicks sneak in there? I don't know, man. Maybe. Dude, I'd bang Prince. I don't give a shit.
In the great words of Creed Bratton, he's like, it was dark. You don't know what you're touching.
Fucking Prince, man.
Yeah, man. He's an attractive guy. Well, all right. Well, I didn't mean to bring up Prince. Sorry.
Yeah, it's thanks.
Depressing.
Thanks. Let's talk about Patton Oswalt's wife dying. That's less depressing.
Jeez. Nobody even knew who she was.
He suffers from depression. He's going to commit suicide. I'm like, well, thanks for thinking positive, man.
Yeah.
Maybe he's just going to work it out. You don't know. I don't know how to spin this one funny. So let's move
isn't on. Like suffering from depression, Patton Oswalt's just like default?
I think so.
Yeah.
Well, we don't have a lot to talk about. There's not a lot of no news. I went back 2 weeks. I didn't see shit. I don't know.
I heard the NX is being revealed at E3, or is that just spec?
That makes sense.
That makes sense. I would be surprised if it wasn't. If they at least didn't talk about it more in depth.
E3 is the first weekend in May. Is that coming up?
Is it in May?
Was it in May or is it in June? I thought it was in May last year.
Better get us our tickets.
Yeah, did you send in for our press pass this year? You got to keep reapplying, man. Eventually, they'll be like, oh, yeah, it's Nintendo Dreamcast.
That's
yeah,
when I first joined the year. Podcast. Everybody was sending me photos of their IDs and stuff. Like, here, get this to Matt.
I don't know.
Like, wait a minute, who are you? Yeah, fucking tiny cartridge guys. Like, going to eat.
Maybe they can get us in. Yeah. You know them, right?
Well, I know one of the dudes.
We can be like consultants.
We can do episode.
Staff.
We can do episode 100 from California. Come on.
It's June 14th.
That's about the time we'll be recording episode 100.
That's like right in Origins.
I think this show's gonna suck though. It's gonna be all VR shit.
Oh God, I can't.
Maybe they'll show another Final Fantasy VII trailer. Like, hey guys, what's up? See you in another 10 years. Like, how many Final Fantasy VII trailers can they show before people are like, wait a minute, this game's never coming out.
Tricked us. Yeah.
I wonder how quickly they cobbled together that shitty trailer. Like, all right, guys, put this together real quick. I don't think they've actually still done any work on that game.
No. It's probably still...
That's why it's going to be in 60 episodes.
Yeah. Even then, it'll probably take years for the first episode to come out. I did see one kind of interesting-looking VR game. It was the Paranormal Activity VR game.
Yeah, I heard it makes people cry and shit.
Yeah. Yeah. I watched people play through that. It looked pretty crazy. I'd play that.
Yeah, I'd try it out.
I actually like those movies. I know they get a lot of shit.
Oh, the first? I've seen the first two, and they did what they are supposed to do very, very well.
Yeah.
I was very jumpy the entire time.
Yeah, I just watched the first one. There's so many of them now, though.
I'm a giant pussy when it comes to horror movies, so I haven't seen any of them.
That's another one of those movies like Blair Witch where I went into it just on recommendations from other people. I'd never seen a trailer. I didn't know what to expect, and it freaked the shit out of me first time I saw it.
Blair Witch terrified me forever.
I still remember this day. I think it was 1996-ish. Winchester Cinema 10 went in the afternoon because like we were in high school, so like that week, you know... On Saturday, I was like, oh my god, I guess we saw Blair Witch last night. I'm like, all right, so me and our friends like load up and go in. This is back when, like, theaters were just, like, jam-packed all the time, right? Yeah. This is before the internet. So we go in, and, like, it's a matinee showing at, like, 1 o'clock on a Sunday, and there's, like, no empty seats. So we had to find, like, you know, the seats, so we get in there, and there's, like, motherfuckers crying, screaming, leaving, like, cursing, like, holy shit, like, multiple people crying in the theater. I'm like, this movie's great. It's like, holy shit, this is awesome.
Yeah, sad I missed that on that.
Yeah. We saw that at the cinemas in Erlanger.
It was the first movie that. Like that.
Yeah.
And it was just, like, people did not know how to.
No, they didn't.
And it was before, like, internet message boards were, like, a big thing. So, like, leaving that theater that day, everybody's, like, in the lobby, like, oh, man, I heard this is, like, based on a real story, or this footage is real, blah, 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 blah. And, like, that was really cool, because that can't happen anymore today.
No.
I thought it was, like, 1,000% real for, like, 2 weeks after I saw the
movie. I was like,
holy
shit, that's a real thing.
Yeah.
I was working at the Esquire, and they previewed it, like a month or so before it came out in wide release, and, like, I'd just seen, like, one, like, teaser trailer for it, which claimed that everything was real.
Yeah.
I think I was, like, 10 when that movie came out.
Yeah. I mean, I was, like, 98% sure it wasn't real, but that, you know, that 2% of doubt is enough to, like, kind of, you know, make the experience good for you.
Yep.
Anyway. So what else, guys?
I got Kingdom Hearts, Jesus Christ. I got Bravely Default 2. I have not yet to play it, though, but I just like to throw it out that I do own it.
Okay.
And as soon as I finish Fire Emblem, all three versions that I have, I will move on to.
Have you even finished a version?
No, I'm like 2 maps away from beating Birthright, but I just lost steam. It's so hard to, like, play a game and come back to it. Like, you just lose that steam. Like, I took 1 night break from it, and that was it. That's all she wrote.
That's where I'm at with The Witcher 3. I really want to go back to it and finish it. I just can't get the motivation to get up and put it in my console.
I think Fallout 4 is still sitting in my console.
Same. I have never finished it, actually.
Yeah, I never beat that either, actually. I got really close to the end and didn't beat it.
Yeah, it's like the other day, I think I was talking to Danny. I was like, oh, man, I wish they'd do a Skyrim HD for Xbox One. I'm like, what the fuck am I talking about? I just want to finish fucking Fallout. Like, a brand new game, Fallout 4. Amazing. Like, everything I ever wanted in a game is literally sitting in my living room, and I have not touched it. Why am I thinking about Skyrim? Makes no sense.
Yeah. Now there's all that DLC out for it.
I don't know if I'll ever do the DLC.
I don't know either.
I'm all DLC'd out, man. DLC is a young man's game.
DLC is a young man's game.
It's for kids that get summers off.
Yeah, who's got... Yeah, fucking DLC. Are you kidding me?
My brother, I was hanging out with him the other day. He's been playing a game that called Ark Survival Evolved. Or
oh, yeah, the dinosaur game.
Dinosaur game. And like him and a group of his friends are legit into that game. Like, you have to like tame dinosaurs and like keep them in like your... pen and stuff, like your home base, and just watching them stuff. Yeah.
Was that a phone game?
No, it's an Xbox One game.
Oh, was it on Xbox One too?
Yeah.
That was a Steam game.
Yeah, it was a Steam game for a while there.
Yeah. And just him and guys just like phasing from one animal to the next, and you have to do a certain like checklist of items to make an animal tame to you.
Farcry Primal's coming out or whatever, right? Yeah. It's like supposed to be almost the same thing.
That's probably a good game. I've liked all the Far Cry games that have come out on the new consoles.
I still have yet to play one.
Oh, 3 and 4 are very good.
I did not like 2.
No, 2 was janky as shit, but 3 and 4 was really good. And then Blood Dragon was also very good. The the little side quest of 3.
Has anybody played the one where it's like prehistoric?
No, that's what you just brought up. I haven't played it yet. The
Primal one. Is it out? I think it's out.
Oh,
it came out in like February. It was like it was a stealth release because I think it's like digs. Evidently, it's the same map as the other one. They just reskinned everything and somebody overlaid the map. Like, what the fuck, man? Like,
ooh, that's some bullshit.
That's how you make that money, man. Just make it the same map and just change everything.
Yeah. Anybody watch anything good?
We went and saw the Huntsman movie.
What did you watch?
The new Huntsman movie, the sequel to Snow White and the Huntsman.
Oh, I thought it was, isn't it a prequel?
Nope, it takes place about 7 years after.
Oh. Huh.
It's about Eric the Huntsman and then the Ice Queen and...
Shut the fuck up.
It's neat. It was good. We went to go see The Jungle Book, but...
Yeah, I saw Jungle Book's amazing. Have you seen it?
No, the time online said, like, 5:15 for The Jungle Book, and Lauren works at night, so we have to see a movie by, like, 5 o'clock if we want to have a time. And we look on their website, and it's like, oh, 5:15. We get there, it's like 5:15, they're like, oh, no, The Jungle Book's not till 6:45. And I'm like, I got their website on my phone, it's like, your website says 5:15, like...
Jungle Book is amazing.
So we had to go see The Huntsman.
That's I am no joke. Like, I don't know what movies are coming out this year, but I'm pretty firm in that it'll be my movie of the year.
Really?
It is good.
I'll have to check
Damn
it out.
Damn fucking good. Like, holy
better
shit.
Better than
they
the
did
Star Wars movie?
I was
yeah,
not
it was
planning
better,
to see
better
that.
Than Force Awakens.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've heard that just the like the cinematography and the melding of the different stuff is like really cool.
Are we going to have a group outing for Civil War?
Yeah, man. Are you guys going to come this time?
Yeah, I want to see it.
Yeah.
So
when is it out?
It'll either be Thursday night, the 6th.
6th. All right. Yeah, I should not be poor anymore by then. So spent all our money on our daughter's birthday.
Stupid daughters.
Yeah. And home repairs.
Shitty necessary home repairs.
Yeah.
How's the new roof treating you?
Nice. Hasn't really leaked much.
Good. Cordelia informed us that your house is now only sort of shambly.
Thanks, Dilly.
She was cracking us up at the party.
Did you watch anything good? We've got a request, and I think we should watch this movie because Tim keeps bringing it up when he stops in. He really wants us to watch Bloodsport.
Oh, yeah, I want to watch that. They just did that on How Did This Get Made, though, not
oh,
too
really?
Long ago.
You sure he doesn't want us to watch Lady Bloodsport, the one coming out later this year?
We should probably watch both.
Oh, yeah,
I think we should just meet in the middle and watch the greatest Jean-Claude Van Damme movie ever, which is Universal Soldier.
Oh, yeah, let's do that one. I've never seen that either.
You've never seen
Universal
really? Soldier?
No.
Dolph Lundgren?
I've always wanted to.
Have you seen Universal Soldier?
I've seen.
Oh. Yeah.
We watch it all the time as kids.
Oh, that movie's badass, man.
I've seen 3, which is actually better than you'd think it would be.
Wait, rewind. So you've seen Universal Soldier 3.
Yeah.
It has Jean-Claude and Dolph Lundgren in it.
It was on Netflix, and yeah. I wanted to watch Universal Soldier, and that was the only one I could watch. So,
Do they have the issue in that one where they get too hot, they go kaboom?
No.
No? Okay, you just watched number one.
It's actually a little bit like, it's like kind of Apocalypse Now-ish. I don't know, it's weird.
Oh, okay.
Anyway.
Yeah, Universal Soldier is a classic.
Oh, man. God, and there's... My second favorite Jean-Claude Van Damme movie, and I don't remember the name of it. I'm sure a cursory Google search would help.
Nope.
But he's like a man with a troubled past, and he like comes to this town, and there's like this construction company, and they're going to like plow this dude's house or whatever. And
I
want
to say it's called Nowhere to Run. You have to look it up.
But and then he's like, they're like, if only somebody could help us, Jean-Claude Van Damme, who's basically like Wolverine in this movie, like, I will help these people, and I will ninja kick the fuck out of these legitimate business concerns that are trying to open up a.
Does he end up with like a small town lady?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure there's nowhere to run, and he's gone AWOL from the French Legionnaires, and he hides in rural United States, and I'm pretty sure that's it. Not to be confused with the movie later in life, where it's called The Legionnaire with Jean-Claude Van Damme, where he also did the same thing, just in a different.
Yeah,
he does that a lot with Bloodsport and The Quest, and then same movie, slightly different storyline.
But someone with Dennis Rodman.
Double Team.
Yeah, Double Team's good, too. Have you seen Double Team?
No.
It's a movie where he plays himself across from himself. Because Jean-Claude Van Damme is twins.
Nice.
And Dennis Rodman, I don't know why Dennis Rodman is in
No. That's two different movies.
Wait, no.
Yeah. You have
double
the one
take is because there's two Jean-Claude Van Dammes.
Hold on. No. That's two different movies. There's one where you have two Jean-Claude Van Damme babies that are separated at birth, one raised in an Asian culture, the other
so
raised in the United
States.
So
you're saying that the movie called Double Take,
Double Team,
is not the one in which Jean-Claude Van Damme... Are we sure on this?
Maybe double. I think it's Double Impact is that one. Double Team is the one with Dennis Rodman.
Oh, you might be right. If there's two doubles,
yeah.
Let me look.
IMDb it.
He did two movies where he's twins.
No, he did one movie where he's a twin, and the other movie his partner is Dennis Rodman.
Oh, okay,
they just both start with double.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
Oh yeah, Double Impact. Jean-Claude Van Damme plays a dual role as Alex and Chad, twins separated at the death of his parents. Chad is raised by a family retainer in Paris. Alex becomes a cook in Hong Kong.
Yeah.
Seeing a picture of Alex, Chad is like, what the fuck? That guy looks exactly like me. And he goes to Hong Kong and finds the man who killed their parents. Alex is suspicious of Chad because they have the same face when it comes to his girlfriend. It's literally Jean-Claude Van Damme across from Jean-Claude Van Damme yeah. Trying to sleep with Jean-Claude Van Damme's girlfriend.
Oh, man. My dad's going to be super proud. I just put all this.
Sport is out. Double Impact is in. Double.
All right, let's do Double Impact.
Double Impact.
I still want to see Universal Soldier, though, but you guys have all seen that, right?
Dude, we can go on like a Jean-Claude Van Damme spree. It's fine.
Oh my God. Episode 100, Jean-Claude Van-a-thon.
Van Damme-a-thon. There you go.
Jean-Claude Van Damme-a-thon.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ooh, I like it.
So we're going to do for the 100th episode, we're going to do Bloodsport, Universal Soldier, and Double Impact.
And Double Team within this
room. God damn it.
That's amazing.
It's like 10 hours.
Oh, that just made my life. That's awesome.
Should we do Street Fighter?
No. When we were kids, like,
you just said no.
No. It's like the only one that's a video game.
Because it's its own entity. Like, it's not a normal Jean-Claude movie. Like, Jean-Claude just plays in a shitty movie.
Well, we can just
it's like an ensemble
right
cast instead of. It's not about Jean-Claude.
Yeah, exactly.
It's more about Raul Julia.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He looks so miserable in that movie.
Well, he died like 8 hours after they finished making it.
Yeah, I know. He was like. And. He's like, I'm going to take every essence of my being and I am going to act the shit out of this movie and make it into a good movie. And that movie just was like, fuck you. And it broke him. It literally killed him.
Killed him.
It's actually really sad. He did it for his kids, which he was like kind of estranged from. And he knew they really liked that movie. So he thought if he did that movie, his kids would be like super into him.
Yeah.
Who is this? The guy who played Bison?
Yeah, Raul Julia. Yeah.
His kids liked Street Fighter and video games. He's like, I will do this movie.
He'll be the bad guy for you.
But growing up, my dad always had the rule that we couldn't like rewatch movies from the movie house. Like, you'd have to rent something new. But if it was a Jean-Claude Van Damme movie, like, all rules were out. Like, he would watch those over and over with us. Did you guys see the new Magnificent Seven trailer?
It looks fucking horrible.
It does not. It looks good as fuck, man.
Okay,
don't
first of all,
start.
Magnificent Seven has one of the greatest movie scores and themes
it
of
does.
All time.
I have it on my phone at all times.
And they put some like weird like dubstep shit over top of the trailer. Second of all, it's got fucking Denzel Washington and Chris Pratt in a Western movie, and it's like dubstep, and they're like, pew, pew, shit. It looks fucking miserable.
Ethan Hawke and Vincent D'Onofrio are going to be really good characters in that. You can tell.
Sure. You can see the dead Ethan Hawke eyes, where he's like, it's been so long since I've had a paycheck.
I haven't seen daylight since Assault on Precinct 13.
It's like, oh, shit. That movie is going to be a train wreck.
It's
going to
be good.
Shit.
It's
oh,
gonna be good.
Shit. I remember as soon as I saw the trailer for that, I was like, wow. I was like, please tell me people are talking. So I went into like our movies on Reddit, and there's this big thread about how that trailer looks like the worst piece of shit. Denzel Washington's just like, hi, I'm Denzel Washington. We're going to go.
You need revenge.
Revenge these people. And Chris Pratt's like, hey, I'm just funny boy Chris Pratt. You need somebody to go shoot some people?
Damn, I'm good.
Hi, yeah, I'm your man.
And the trailer even says, damn, I'm good when he's jumping and firing a gun. Like,
yeah. He's like,
of course he does.
I'm excited because it's got the guy from White Collar, that Matt Bomer guy, the one that plays the main character in White Collar, the criminal. He's a cool actor in pretty much everything he does. You can look it up.
I believe you.
Got a good cast.
I don't know if James watches a whole lot of USA dramas.
Characters are welcome.
I like Burn Notice. And I liked Fargo Season 2 because the guy from Burn Notice was, like, the worst person ever in that.
Which one was in there?
You know, the main actor from Burn Notice played, like, one of the mob boss's sons in Fargo 2.
Oh, okay. So,
have you guys seen the second season of Fargo?
I haven't seen any season of Fargo.
No. Actually, I haven't seen the second
season
two
of
Fargo.
Fargo is amazing. Very good. You should watch it. It's a period piece, so for Season 2, they went back to the 70s, and it's like this... it's like this small time like mob people. It's pretty cool.
Kimmy Schmidt Season 2 is out. I'm a few episodes into that.
Unbreakable.
Yeah.
Unbreakable.
Nah, damn it. it's a catchy song. But what's her name? The one from 30 Rock. I can't think of her name. The
Tina
blonde.
Tina Fey. Oh no.
Jane Krakowski. Yeah. There you go. She is in it, and at the end of the first season, she finds out that she has parents that are, like, she goes back to her life of being an Indian on the reserve instead of, like, a white Manhattanite New York lady, and this season she starts out on the reserve, and they all, they keep making her go and do made up dances in the cornfield because she keeps ruining everything else. Yeah. And she steals a cop car at the end of last season and then like rides it out to the reserve and it's still sitting there. And she accidentally locks herself in the back and goes on a vision quest because of the heat and stuff. It was one of the funniest like episodes of TV I've ever seen.
I just saw her in something weird where she like didn't play like that same sort of character.
Yeah.
It was like actually like kind of a serious role for her. Weird.
I don't think I've seen anything serious. Oh, what else did I see?
Danny watched Cloverfield.
Oh, yeah. I watched Love and Cloverfield Lane or whatever.
So what'd you think about it?
That was all right. It was...
Then John Goodman.
I would like to say it was the creepiest role I've ever seen John Goodman in, but I don't know if it's true. Yeah, he did
a really good job in that. Oh, man. When he, like, shaved himself and got all like, cleaned up, like, oh, it's about to happen. Would you like some ice cream?
Yeah, he was weird. He was a real weird guy.
The whole like movie, you're like, man, John Goodman is really like coming off rapey, and they're like, man, I feel bad. John, he's just a good guy, and they're like, oh no, yeah, he's rapey.
I honestly think the movie would have been better if it hadn't been a Cloverfield movie.
Yeah,
because like the entire time, like John Goodman's talking about like. The world is destroyed out there. Like, it's a disease, and there's aliens killing everyone. That's what the chapter is you hear. And, like, if it had been anything besides, like, called Cloverfield, you would have been like, John, this guy's fucking crazy. I don't know why she's putting up with it. But, like, you're sitting there like, yep, there's definitely aliens out there and shit. Don't go outside. Stop building that rubber suit. And then the ending is supposed to be, like, really, like, bizarre and, like, twisty. But I'm like, yeah, no one... Did not see this coming.
Yeah, that is true.
It was Flintstones 2, Viva Rock Vegas, that I saw her in.
She's in that one?
Yeah.
Who is?
That was like...
Jane Krakowski.
15 years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah. It's on Netflix.
It's got a...
I watched it.
Let's see. Stephen Baldwin, her. I don't know who the other wife is, and then... The other one is Robert Baratheon.
The original Flintstones movie was amazing.
Yep, John Goodman and
Airtight. I watched that one too.
It was Airtight.
Yeah. Who played Barney? John Goodman and...
Martin Short.
Rick Moranis.
Yeah.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Well, they actually cast. Somebody snapped a shot of him coming out of Paramount the other day, so they think that the rumors about Spaceballs 2 is absolutely true about him coming back. So...
That'd be awesome.
It's the first time they've captured him on set in like 16 years.
They're really making Spaceballs too.
Yeah, the search for more money. They even, I completely forgot, but they reference it in the first movie. They're like, they mentioned the sequel, Spaceballs 2, the search for more money. And that's apparently what they're going to call it.
Did you see the final trailer for X-Men Apocalypse?
Uh-uh.
I was really excited about the movie, and then they dropped the final trailer today. I'm like, oh, that looks like X-Men Last Stand. Excellent.
Ooh.
Excellent. I really liked First Class. I liked Days of Future Past, but there were some iffy parts because it went Mark Miller director, back to Bryan Singer, and then this one's like full Bryan Singer. It's like the black suits are back and
yeah.
Like, oh man, this just looks like The Last Stand. They're like pulling up a bridge, like Magneto's twisting up a bridge, just like in Last Stand. For whatever reason, they've determined that since J-Law plays Mystique, that she's going to be the main character of this one, and she's like an X-Men now, and she's like leading the X-Men. Like Mystique is one of like the most vicious villains in the comics. That like one of the few people that does not bend. Like she is not a gray character. She hates people and is adamantly evil. So just seeing her in the movies where she's like, X-Men, we must fight. Come together. You're no longer students. You're X-Men. Hunger Games. God.
Hunger Games.
She should be like blowing up a preschool or something for the shit that Mystique does.
Yeah, I'm a lot more excited for Civil War than I am X-Men.
Oh, Civil War is going to be good.
Yeah.
Under Roos. Yes, get us a Spider-Man. Robert Downey Jr. is cast in the Spider-Man movie.
Really?
Yeah, as like a main character. So I think you'll see those characters interacting, I guess, in the movie.
Yeah.
It's probably to be like a mentor figure, I'm guessing.
Iron Spider, maybe?
Yeah, we got the Iron Spider.
Is that like a real thing from the comics?
Yeah, so during the Civil War, when like people were forced to, if you're a superhero, you're forced to register with the government. And so Iron Man was, like, behind the thing, you know, and Captain America was like, no, blah, blah, blah. well, Spider-Man, he like took in Spider-Man. Spider-Man revealed himself as Peter Parker, blah, 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 blah. And then like lived in Stark Tower with Iron Man. And he gave him like a cool suit, like the Iron Spider suit. It was like a robotic suit.
Didn't he eventually switch sides?
He did.
He was like Tony's ward.
Yeah. And then he was like, wait a minute. Captain America is like cooler. I'm switching sides.
Cool.
Yeah. Gonna be good.
All right.
Yeah, about to call it.
Yeah.
Let's just talk about random thoughts for 10 more minutes.
All right. What do you want to talk about?
Well, randoms.
Random thoughts.
Do you ever see Batman vs. Superman?
Nope. I think I'm going to not ever see another Zack Snyder movie.
Yeah, I could do without.
It's going to be a thing I'm not going to do.
That's my water bottle up there.
Wow, man.
I forgot that here.
Is he coming out with anything else in the near future?
I would be very surprised.
The Fountainhead.
Oh, great.
I would be very surprised after this if he gets another movie.
He's already working on The Fountainhead. He's got
but he's working on it before BVS came out, right?
What's The Fountainhead?
It's Ayn Rand.
Yeah, it's based on her novel.
Ayn Rand. Ayn Rand.
Ayn Rand.
Paul Rand. Paul Rand.
They're making a movie for The Girl on the Train. Have you guys read that book?
No.
The Girl on the what?
The girl. It's called The Girl on the Train.
What?
Yeah. I just saw the trailer for it in front
of
the
Huntsman
movie.
Does she have a dragon tattoo?
No, it's not the girl.
Yeah. Why is that significant to you?
Sorry, it just popped into my head.
There's
when
a
you
girl
mentioned
on a train. And
there's a book. It's a really
are
cool
you
book.
Saying it like we should all know what the girl on the train was.
It's like the big thing that came out this year.
Like fucking Hardy Boys or something?
I don't know. I thought it was a big thing. Everybody else
around
here has known about it.
Nah.
It's about a girl that rides the same train every day, and she always like
where
sees
the red fern goes.
Exactly. And she sees
a
house
piece
with like the same couple every day. And all of a sudden, like, she's driving by, and like she sees the woman like get killed or disappear. I don't want to give anything away, but like,
I don't give a shit. I'm not
sure of the book,
movie.
But it just like you find out that like she used to live on that street, so she knows the couple sort of, and like they think she killed her stuff. It's a really good book. Sorry, I don't know why it popped into my head after.
Sorry, random thoughts, man.
Yeah,
random thoughts. That's where we're going right now. You see the World of Warcraft trailers? You just keep looking like
trailer
hotter,
two?
Hotter pieces of shit.
Hey, there's some there's some orc on dude action in there.
Yeah, I have some friends who went like, this looks amazing. Like,
really?
Oh, I do too.
How?
I don't
how?
Know.
How?
I have a couple buddies that say like they're gonna be their day one.
I mean, I could be accused of being a movie snob from time to time, but that really legitimately looks like a bad movie.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to it that
I
much.
I could never be accused of being a movie snob.
the world
the opposite
of like the Warcraft CGI trailers and stuff like for the game look a lot better than that movie.
Yep.
If you want to
that movie would have been amazing if they just made a whole CGI movie.
Yeah, it should be just been like a CGI movie.
The
like cut that
scenes
Final Fantasy
in the,
movie,
in the second Warcraft game look better than that movie.
I'll take it. Random thoughts. Come on, Ish. What
the
else you got, man?
Within that.
A lot of movies I want to see this year.
Like what? Throw out a couple.
I'm trying to think of the name of one.
This is a point when the people that are listening to this right now, they're like, should I just turn this off right now? No. No, you keep on going. You might miss something.
Five more minutes of random crap.
Stay on the line. I know you're like, oh man, I guess I can go like click on the next thing.
Season
I'm
3
to.
Of Deadbeat is out on Hulu. I don't know if you guys watch the show.
What is that?
You guys have seen it. It's Tyler Labine. It's Tyler Labine, where he's like the
Tyler
psychic.
Who?
Fuck you.
No, I'm being
fair. Yeah,
it's a movie about a stoner that's a medium.
It's a stoner that's a medium, and he like solves crime stuff. And at the end of the last season, he got like all the other main characters killed by accident. So this season starts out, he's hiding off in like a massage parlor, like a Vietnamese massage parlor as the cleanup guy.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, I watched the first episode of that, and it's a really funny show.
I'll throw this book at you.
I
really liked, what is the shitty Western comedy on Hulu? Because I actually like
that
one.
The Ranch?
No, it's
it's on Hulu.
Oh.
It's like, God, what the hell's the
it's
name
about the guy that was a frontier doctor.
Yeah. I can't think of it, but it's actually a really good show.
He's
the guy. It's from 10 Items or Less. It's the same group of people that did that one.
He's like the sheriff, but he's like Harvard, went to Harvard Medical School, and he keeps bringing it up.
His name is Jim O'Hare is the actor. I can't think of what the name of the show is.
Talking about Longmire?
No. Longmire's on Netflix now.
It's like a super like slapstick Western comedy that's on Hulu that I actually really, really enjoy.
It's something like Wild or... I can't think.
I think
of
the best one is like where they're just trying to solve like this shootout, and so it's like this shootout like in a saloon, right? There's just like blood and like dead bodies, and people are shot everywhere, and he's like tying like yarn like to do like. They're like, what the fuck is that guy doing? It's like I learned this at Harvard.
A That's interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Keep talking. I'm going to
find watch it. A crazy Russian movie from the 70s called Leningrad Cowboys Go America.
Leningrad Cowboys Go America. America.
It's about this Russian folk band that goes to America to tour.
Yeah.
And nobody wants them because they're, you know, like Russian folk with all the, you know, harmonicas and accordions and shit.
Yeah.
And so they start playing rock and roll to try to get gigs, and they're super shitty at the rock and roll.
Quick draw.
Most of the comedy comes from listening to Russian people sing classic rock and roll songs. Like they do Born to Be Wild and like all these like crazy like biker bars in the deep west. And
that's awesome. Yeah. I actually want to watch that. Is it fun? Is it good?
Yeah, it's good. It's on Hulu on Criterion Collection.
Leningrad Cowboys.
Go America. Go America. And there's a sequel called Meet Moses that I haven't watched yet, but I'm excited about.
Maybe it's Criterion Collection. It's got to be some quality to it, right?
I don't know. There's some stuff on there. I don't know why it's in there.
Oh, fair.
The last season of Derek comes out later this month.
Really?
Yeah.
Last season of what?
Derek.
I thought that was the last season I just watched. No, it had like a real definitive ending,
I thought. They did the Christmas special where she had the baby and everything, and it set up for the...
Spoilers.
Oh, right, right.
Yeah.
I didn't even know anybody was pregnant in that movie. I can't watch it. I got two episodes in, and it's so sad that I can... And I love
it. It is sad as shit.
I have seen Extras. Like, Extras is probably the greatest show comedy ever made. The show is too sad. I cannot watch it.
Yeah, it is very depressing.
Wait, dude. Yeah, season two and the end of season two and the Christmas special are, like, heart-wrenching.
I think it gets better after his best friend leaves for some reason, even though he was, like, a lot of the comedy. Oh,
the guy from... the guy that they send around in the world, that actor, he's the one that plays the best friend in the first season that disappears at the end of season one.
Yeah. It gets slightly better after he leaves as far as depressingness goes.
Because he had no hair and he's always talking about how it looked horrible physically. And
yeah.
I think they ended up falling out in real life. So maybe that's what it
looks like. Really?
Yeah. Really?
I think so.
Because of Idiot Abroad?
Because then they started doing his own travel. Like he took the concept of Idiot Abroad without Ricky Gervais, and where it's like him trying to actually go and like look at stuff, and it's a really bad show. It doesn't have Ricky Gervais calling him at 4 a.m. going,
apparently, it's a final episode. It's not a final season. It's a final episode of Derek.
Carl Pilkington struck out.
Carl Pilkington. There you go.
Yeah, I'm actually not a huge fan of Ricky Gervais, so that might.
Oh man,
I mean, I like him in some stuff. Like Derek, he's really good.
I love it. Have you listened to his
the original Office? Was awesome.
I watched the Ricky Gervais show, and I always thought that was hilarious.
Yeah, I've got the I've got like the archives of his like podcasts from like 2000. There's just some quality shit because it's just him and Stephen Merchant and Carl Pilkington. And just the shit Carl Pilkington says.
I think the Ricky Gervais show is just like the highlights of that, right?
I think sometimes he comes off as like the British Howard Stern. And I never really liked Howard Stern either.
There's this
just an asshole for no reason.
There's a podcast series that he did that's like Ricky Gervais and like the history of the world or whatever, and it's like 10 subjects, like art, science, history, and they're each like an hour and a half long. And it's just them asking Carl Pilkington about these things. Like classic art. I don't see what the big deal is. And stuff. And they're just like, get the best answers.
Yeah, he always says, like, this is the stupidest thing. Like, you ask him, like, what his ideas for inventions are and stuff like that. He's like, we should make a cup that already has a saucer on the bottom. so you don't have to put the cup on the saucer. You just kind of. And then I remember there was one episode where he's talking about like donating stuff to Goodwill, and he like gave them all his underwear, and they're like, nobody wants your underwear, Carl.
He's like talking about how. The one where he's talking about how GPS is like the worst invention. He's like, sometimes you just want to drive, man. Just get lost. Like, no one wants to get lost. He's like, what if you have to get somewhere on time? He's like, you stop and ask for directions.
I love an Idiot Abroad. Like, he's so xenophobic. Like, he'll go to a country and he'll be like, why do you guys do this? And they'll tell him, it's how we live our lives. Like,
I'm not shitting in a hole. Not shitting in a hole. Call Ricky.
He's like, that's dumb.
I'm not doing this.
That's dumb. He's like,
get a real hotel.
He's like, I'm not doing this. Every single time. He's like,
you have to see like the handlers off screen, like talking him into shit, and he just looks so distressed. Like he's in the most like amazing spots in the world, and he's just so distressed. Like, were they at the end of the first season where Ricky Gervais is like, take me to your ideal like vacation spot, and he's like, it's up north, and it's like the equivalent of like a trailer park in Kentucky, like on a like man-made lake. He's like, I just like sitting in this trailer, you know, and watching TV. He's like, on that TV, and it's like a little like 16-inch TV with an antenna in a trailer park from like the 70s.
I can see that. It sounds nice, actually.
Yeah. You and Carl Pilkington might have a lot in common.
I think we do. That's why I don't like the Idiot Abroad. I mean, I know more stuff than he does, but like, yeah. I feel that way about traveling when I'm like abroad. Like, I'm just kind of cranky and I don't like anything.
Like, Disney World aside, because it's a place that takes organization to enjoy to the fullest, other vacations, any sort of like adherence to a schedule or something like that, pisses me off to no end. Like, yeah. I'm on vacation. I don't want to have the thing in the back of my head saying, oh, I got to be here, I got to be there for, like, the understress. Like, if I just want to sit on my ass in the hotel room and play on my phone for, like, 2 hours laying in the bed, like, I'm going to do that on vacation.
I think it's the exact opposite. I'm terrible at planning vacations, but yeah. I love it when other people plan vacations for me.
Just, like, we went on a vacation one time, and I forget where we were. But that's when, like, Titanfall first came out, and I took my Xbox One and Titanfall to the hotel room, and then I played that all night long and then got up and went out all day with Charlene and Charlie because they made schedules, which, like I said, Disney World aside, because that was scheduled out to the, like, exact perfection, however Charlene did it. But, yeah. I'm not a vacation. I just want to do nothing unless, like, something strikes my fancy. I'm like, hey, I want to go, like, play putt-putt golf on that weird-looking course we just drove by. Let's pull over and play.
Yeah. That's kind of what I like to do, too.
Yeah.
I just do whatever I want. Usually drink a lot.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're definitely over time now, and I think we've had enough random thoughts. Yeah. What were you about to do?
Oh, no. I'm just playing my phone. Yeah. Random thought.
I gotta be up for work at 5 in the morning, so that's called it.
All right. Well, wait. Did we check the email?
We have no emails besides PayPal trying to get us to lower our fee rates for stuff we can sell merchandising-wise. And we get one from Instagram or Tumblr every once in a while saying that our account needs profile needs to be updated to 100% to be more effective in reaching our audience.
So. Some zero people. How did Adrian Paul write back?
Not yet.
Just write the email, man.
We'll see what he has
just
to say.
Just write it.
Just write the goddamn email.
Just write the guy. What will it hurt?
Yeah.
Oh. Anyway.
Did you write that email to FFG? Nope. The worst.
But, yep. Anyway. Before the big blowout on episode 100, we'll do something special.
No, we won't.
Yeah. Jean-Claude Van Damme-a-thon.
We'll have the Jean-Claude Van Damme-a-thon, but, yeah. Just 2 hours of nothing but Jean-Claude
that's
Van Damme.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what it's going to be.
No
amazing.
Video games, nothing.
Yeah. Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Oh, man, in Florence, real quick, there's a new shop that opened up. They bought half of, like, a strip mall shopping center and turned one into, like, a retro, like, action figure store, one into a retro toy store, and the other into a retro video game store.
Oh, that sounds cool.
Yeah, like, they just...
Where's that at?
It's out in Florence, right off of US 42.
Is it where the giant antique mall used to be?
No, that's on Mall Road. That's still there, the antique mall. They're building something new there. But this is on 42 at the top of Mall Road, next to, like, Gramas Pizza and the UPS store and something else. And then, the very back corner, they just bought, like, 7 of the giant little storefronts.
Is it open yet?
It opened up, I think, this weekend.
So, yes.
Yes.
What's it called?
I don't remember the name. I just drove by, and it said opening. Like, and you can see how, like, you can see 3 entrances into the store.
Sweet.
So I'm gonna have to check it out. I drive by there every day, so I'll definitely stop in and check it out sometime before we record.
Well, let us know how it is.
I will.
You can email us at nintendodreamcastpodcast@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/nintendodreamcast. And tweet us the D guns. At Nintendo Dcast.
Sounds good.
All right. Bye.
Bye.